WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump looking to reduce the size of the federal bureaucracy, offering to pay employees to go away.
ABC News learning the administration is offering all well over 2 million federal employees a buyout to resign, as long as they do it by February 6th, just 9 days from now. In an email blasted to federal employees, those interested in taking the buyout told to reply with one word, resign.
ABC's Mary Bruce, a federal judge in Washington, D.C., temporarily blocked the administration's pause on federal grants and loans. All manner of interests are suing the administration, asserting that action is illegal. Newly unsealed charging documents declare that Ryan English busted Monday outside the U.S. Capitol with a knife and two possible explosive devices, told officers he wanted to kill Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and threatened Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and House Speaker Johnson. This is ABC News. A day before a Senate committee hearing that will determine whether he becomes health secretary, Caroline Kennedy, cousin of Robert F. Kennedy, wrote to senators calling him a predator and urging them to reject his nomination.
In that letter, she says that family and friends followed him down a path of drug addiction. She goes into details about various different instances. She says that he's a predator and that while she did praise him, RFK Jr., for, in her words, quote, putting himself out of illness, she also states that her cousin is addicted to attention and power.
ABC's Catherine Falders. Quite the sight on California's Carmel Bay. A cluster of dolphins miles long has been recorded, leaping and gliding across the bay, forming an unusual superpod of more than 1,500 of the marine mammals. The sighting, rare. Federal planetary scientists say Risso's dolphins typically travel in groups of only 10 to 30. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a two-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams ranking slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, a blustery northwest wind with morning low temperatures in the mid-20s. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, afternoon high in the mid-30s. Clouds will clear out Wednesday night, our lows dropping to the mid-20s. Currently 35 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the freeze on federal grants impacts literally tens of millions of dollars to the city of Milwaukee. Plus, should you get fired for doing porn on your own time? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Donald Trump wants to halt funding for the Inflation Reduction Act. He's again overstepping his authority, breaking the law by halting funds disbursements. Again, this is a violation of the Impoundment Act of 1974. He's going after basically everything that Joe Biden did that put our economy back together. You recall when Donald Trump left office on January 20th, 2021, the American economy was a stinking mess. We had lost millions of jobs. Inflation was starting to explode through the roof. People were dying left and right. We were, we were losing over 1,000 people a day, if my recollection is correct. Trump has already canceled the reduction of the price on prescription drugs. He's done away with that. He's going after anything that might have to do with stopping climate change. He apparently is a big fan of, hurricanes ripping apart the Southeast and forest fires, wildfires burning through Southern California. And by the way, it's not going to be limited to the Southeast and Southern California. This is going to be happening all over the country. And he certainly didn't like Joe Biden raising taxes on rich people and corporations, even though it was a very modest increase, the minimum 15% tax, income tax for corporations. But he's going after that. Now, the Impoundment Control Act says that you cannot do this unless there has been a 45-day session of Congress. That has not yet happened. Congress has only been in session since January 3rd. And he can only request that Congress rescind these funds. He can't do it himself. As I point out, this was done, in response to Richard Nixon trying the same thing. And then, of course, Trump, again, violated the Impoundment Control Act back during his last term when he refused to send money to Volodymyr Zelensky's Ukraine because he wanted Zelensky to find dirt on Joe Biden and his son. Remember that? He got impeached for that. In part for violating that act, for breaking the law to try to blackmail a foreign power into helping him out politically. And yet he persists, to paraphrase Mitch McConnell. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives last week passed a bill called the Fix Our Forests Act. The Republicans, it was passed with, all Republican support. And according to Mike Johnson, the reason this is so important is because of what we see happening in California. Yeah, all those wildfires. Well, here's the thing. The Fix Our Forests Act is, quote, a Trojan horse for Republicans to weaken environmental law to serve industry interests. What industry The wood industry, the chopping down trees industry, the toilet paper and paper making and cardboard box making and 2x4 making industry. Last week, more than 130 environmental organizations co-signed a letter saying, quote, sweeping the Fix Our Forests Act sweeping provisions remove scientific review and accountability to benefit the short-term interests of extractive industries. And surprise, surprise, the guy who is the sponsor of the bill, he's a Republican from Arkansas by the name of Bruce Westerman. He got more than $160,000 in campaign contributions from the forestry industry, according to Open Secrets. That's a pretty cheap bribe, you know. If you're gonna make millions or billions of dollars cutting down our forests, just coughing up $160,000 for a congressman to introduce a piece of legislation, that's a pretty sweet deal. And here's the thing: what this bill would do is authorize, you know, lumber companies to go into our national forests, our federal forests, and in some cases clear cut, in most cases selectively cut. In other words, thin out the forest. And the theory is if you thin out the forest, you're getting rid of flammable material. The fact is that trees don't burn that easily. What burns is the branches and the leaves and the shrubbery on the ground. And those are the things that get left behind to burn when you do logging. They take out the big logs. Those big logs don't burn very quickly. I mean, a big log can burn for days. And most of them are alive, so, you know, they don't burn at all. I mean, we had horrible wildfires here in Oregon a couple of years ago, and you can drive along I-94, and there's just this blackened stretch of forest. It's just black. It's all dead. But it's still standing. But all the leaves, all the pine needles, all the pine cones, all the slash, you know, all the stuff that gets left from a logging operation on the ground, it's tinder. It's incredible. Firefighters United for Safety, Ethics, and Ecology, the executive director, Tim Inglesby, says, grasses, shrubs, leaves, small trees, old logging slash, these are the things that the timber industry will never remove because they have no commodity value. When they want to do logging, they remove the least flammable portion of a tree and dump all the needles and limbs on the ground where it's basically tinder. Here we go. And finally, the last bizarre story for the day is Donald Trump gives Elon Musk access to all the unclassified data in the U.S. government. Now, you know, what the heck is up with this? I don't know. This is the fine print of this sweeping executive order. Well, first of all, here's the progression, right? Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy were going to do this Doge thing, you know, to dodge the rules of the federal government, to look for waste, fraud, and abuse, which, by the way, is the job of the inspectors general that just all got fired. And they were finding it, as I mentioned earlier. So originally, they were going to be like an advisory panel. Well, then, you know, Elon got rid of Vivek, and so it's just him. And now he's got an office in the Eisenhower building, which is next door to the White House, or it's just down the street from the White House. Big old Gothic Edwardian, I guess, is the style building there. And he's got room for 20-some-odd people working with him. And nobody knows exactly what he's doing, except that the Office of Personnel Management, the OPM, is now sending all their information over to Elon Musk via one of his employees, as I shared with you earlier. But what happened was, in order to make Elon, like, part of the government, where he would have access to government stuff, like all the data that the government has, but not accountable to anybody, instead of having Congress create a new department, which is the only way you can create a department, what Trump did is he took the United States Digital Service, the USDS, which doesn't do much, and reinvented it and retitled it the United States Dodge Service, or Doge Service, And this opens the door for Elon Musk to have unlimited access to all of the government data without ever having to go through a security check, without ever having to go through civil service, without having to be approved by the Senate or anything. So this story is just beginning. This is going to get very strange. Stick around. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So is this freeze that Trump put into place today on federal funds, is that going to affect Medicaid? They just asked the White House, and the White House refuses to answer. This is getting weird.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcast. Or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews, people saying, "It's the best sleep I've gotten in years, and I wake up refreshed, ready to go." And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions for stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise, and all are made with high-quality, clean ingredients. I love their sleep products, by the way. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com to get you 20% discount. Use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com.
On what we need, chase the glitter, fed the greed, from Reagan's rise to Trump's parade, a billionaire kingdom.
And welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Paula in Palm Springs, California. Hey, Paula, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Two things. It's because of you that I have the number to the Capitol switchboard on my iPhone as a contact. And I've been trying to think of how we could combat this indiscriminate purging of voter rolls. And I thought, well, what if the majority of Democrats just registered as Republicans? They wouldn't know who to kick off.
The problem, Paula, is that they don't, when they purge the voting rolls, they don't go by voter registration. They go by race and economics. They know the demographics, and the demographics are generally largely indicative of, you know, the politics. So if you're black in America, for example, you're 400%, according to Greg Palast, according to actually the federal government, you're 400% more likely to be purged from a voting roll than if you're white. And it's real easy to determine who's black and who's not, just, you know, by looking at zip codes.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, keep on thinking.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Paul. And the reason, by the way, that they're not using voter registration is because the majority of Americans are not registered as a Democrat or a Republican. You've got a little less than a third registered as Democrats, a little less than a third registered as Republicans, and a little more than a third registered as independents or just, you know, not unaffiliated. And they know that a lot of those people are voting Democratic, so they go by race and economics. Paula, thanks for the call. Good idea. Good idea. Keep thinking. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quickly, these grants often involve very sick patients that are on clinical trials, and they shouldn't have that trial interrupted, you know, their medications. I wonder how that, you know, how all of this is going to impact people, because it could cause people to die as a result.
We're going to start hearing stories. It's probably going to take a few days before, you know, the impact of this really settles in. And but I guarantee you, we're going to start hearing the stories of exactly what you're talking about.
And also, I just wanted to add, you know, in order to treat patients, you have to know where there is disease outbreaks or like TB in Kansas or whatever, you know, so that you can protect your patients. But you won't be able to do that if you don't have the sources of information. And so, you know, any practitioner in the entire United States now is locked out of information that they need to preserve people's lives.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, We should be, I mean, the Democratic Party should be doing more than just, you know, talking about it. They should be, there should be a suit against it. This is, you know, we have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We don't have a right if we're locked out of information just because somebody thinks it's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting ready for Bob Kennedy, I think. But, yeah, I get your point, John, and like I said, stay tuned. Thanks a lot. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
I don't know. Well, look, I'm going to do something kind of bass backwards here and start with an anecdote. You had a caller not long ago who identified as being, quote unquote, African-American and was perturbed about, calling.
For Spanish.
But I, particularly, and it kind of perturbed me a little bit because you see, black people in the United States are the only people forced to come here. English was foisted upon us. We spoke Yoruba, we spoke Swahili, most of us spoke Arabic before we came here. So I think, you know, particularly black people, they need to be very careful about talking about, you know, you don't speak English. And I used to hear my mother say that all the time. You don't even speak English. And she didn't speak it very well. So having said that, my real point that I wanted to talk to you about was, I don't know if you were on the air, of course, so you probably haven't seen it. Caroline Leavitt is the youngest White House press secretary in history. She's 27 years old. Mm-hmm. And she made her debut today in the White House briefing room.
Yeah, she said, and I promise I will never lie to you. This is going to be wild.
Incredible. Well, thank you for stealing the words out of my throat.
Sorry. Sorry. My apologies. I couldn't resist.
That's cool. Listen, and so as you know, I tend to focus on detail, and all these press secretaries, all these people that are in front of the cameras in any administration, you know, they have fashion designers and fashion consultants and so forth, and I noticed that she was wearing purple. Well, purple is the color of royalty.
It's also the color of the queer community, you know.
You said that. I didn't.
Yeah.
And she had this cross.
Yeah,
prominently
big gold cross.
Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And she I've noticed not only in the Trump administration, but also Fox News, and I've been wanting to talk about this for years since his first administration, but I've noticed it all of a sudden, what I call Melania hair. They all have this Melania hair, which is like shoulder length and it's curled on the ends. And she has that. And I'm looking at this physical countenance. And the first thing she gets into is what you said about brown people. Someone from Ecuador raped their kid. Someone from the Dominican Republic. Someone from Mexico. So thank you for being a sanity check on the white supremacy that has finally shown its ugly face in the United States.
You're welcome. It's going to be interesting when they start presenting her with the lies that she's going to have to tell. It's going to get wild. Kenyatta, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Kenyatta's got a great newsletter over on Substack, by the way. You can check it out. Just go to Substack.com and plug in his name. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey,
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump looking to reduce the size of the federal bureaucracy, offering to pay employees to go away.
ABC News learning the administration is offering all well over 2 million federal employees a buyout to resign, as long as they do it by February 6th, just 9 days from now. In an email blasted to federal employees, those interested in taking the buyout told to reply with one word, resign.
ABC's Mary Bruce, a federal judge in Washington, D.C., temporarily blocked the administration's pause on federal grants and loans. All manner of interests are suing the administration, asserting that action is illegal. Newly unsealed charging documents declare that Ryan English busted Monday outside the U.S. Capitol with a knife and two possible explosive devices, told officers he wanted to kill Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and threatened Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and House Speaker Johnson. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was... I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, a blustery northwest wind with morning low temperatures in the mid-20s. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, afternoon high in the mid-30s. Clouds will clear out Wednesday night, our lows dropping to the mid-20s. Currently 35 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll talk with Flack and the campaign for lead-free water before discussing how the biggest stories in national politics affect us in Wisconsin with Dr. Craig from Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Democracy in 53 days.
Yeah, 53
and
days.
And it sounded interesting. If you have the subscription to The Atlantic online, you could find it there. I would really appreciate it if you give it a look and maybe paraphrase it for us, if you thought it was worthy.
I think I did that about 3 weeks ago. There was, if it wasn't that article, there was an article that was essentially the same thing. And, you know, basically what he did was he demanded that Parliament give him power. I mean, you know, this was, he was using the Great Depression and, you know, as the excuse, basically, you know, we've got an economic crisis here. I need extraordinary powers to be able to deal with this crisis. And and also his other concern was that there were people among the German people who were not of the German people who needed to be deported. I mean, we need to remember that the Holocaust began as a deportation program. And so they gave him, you know, they passed the Enabling Acts, and that was the end of that.
Well, I think it's really important because people think he just wakes up one morning and decides to do that. And I think if we could see maybe in this article how Hitler had a plan, there was a structure to it.
Everything he did lawfully.
Like checkoff list.
Yeah, you know, at least for the first few months, everything he did was completely lawful.
Well, there's more than you say for Trump.
Yeah, well, that's the amazing thing is that Donald Trump is actually defying the law over and over and over again. Yep. He's done it in three big ways just in the last week, or just in the last 2 days. And, you know, the response of the country has been, oh, okay. I mean,
there's a lot of politicians taking their paycheck and not doing the work.
I agree.
Not doing their job. And this is ridiculous. They're just handing over everything we have to this psycho, and they're just knitting or something in their offices. I don't know what, hiding under their desk.
I think they're afraid.
It's disgraceful.
You know, the politicians are afraid that Elon's money is going to come after them. And,
well, don't sign up for the job then.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, empty your seat and let someone with some backbone take your seat.
I agree. I'm with you. Diane, thank you. Well said. Debbie in Matushin, New Jersey. Hey, Debbie, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good. I just wanted to bring attention to the really despicable issue happening at the local level in school districts that are being prepared now to protect children who may be at the mercy of ICE invasion, let's say. You know, school districts are scrambling to get policies and guidelines in place to protect students. Students are, you know, there are federal laws, and in our state in New Jersey, we have, you know, pretty strong state laws to protect students in school from law enforcement, specifically unless there is a warrant, of course, and that will be determined by, you know, what actions the Trump administration takes via ICE and how they can get into schools. Mm-hmm. But it's really so disturbing, and it's really putting fear in the hearts of our students, not only students who may be illegal undocumented, but students who fear for their friends, you know, and family. And, you know, in our district, for instance, our town, for instance, our churches are coming together you know, activist groups are coming together, ICLU and others, and doing some training for parents and leaders in the district, that we can not just the school have the burden of, because the school has to comply to a certain level. If there's, you know, all the guidelines in place that, that ICE will follow, you know, there are things being put in place for, to check that kind of intrusion. But there's only so much that schools can do, right? And but other leaders at school, like I know a friend in North Carolina told me that parents there are saying, we will form a chain, human chain around the school, because we don't want our student, our kids, who are legal here to see their friends, being yanked out of, of classrooms, right? And it breaks my heart. I'm sure it breaks anybody who has any ounce of empathy that our schools are no longer safe places for our kids. Other administrations have respected those protected areas, such as churches and schools. But yet this administration doesn't seem to respect anything. And then, of course, the you know, the evil is the point here, right?
Yes.
And you know, Tom, just to go off a little tangent, like just listen to John Stewart yesterday and some of us on the left, because it's sort of both sides, this other presidents have done this and done that. No. You know, John Stewart really was so annoying yesterday to just listen to people who like him who would say, oh, other presidents, this is within the president's rights, blah, blah, blah. I really think there's a line drawn between good sound policy with good practices and the kind of hate and extremism coming out from this administration. And let's call it fascism, because it is.
Yeah.
And let's call it what it is, right? And I'm just saying, sound the alarm for your listeners as well, who can start this type of advocacy and in their towns as well to help protect kids.
Yeah, and you just did a great job of that, Debbie. And I agree with you. And I think that these quotas that Donald Trump is putting on the ICE offices are going to cause them, I guarantee it, it's going to cause them to stop looking for criminals, because that's a complicated process, and just start looking for random people who look brown and maybe don't speak good English. And
vulnerable people, right?
Exactly. And it's going to lead to a reign of terror. It really is. I'm very concerned about it. Debbie, thank you. Thank you for the
waking
us all up. Thank you. Yeah. Carol in Chesterville, Missouri. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi. Hi, Tom. Excuse me. Well, I've been thinking we should encourage every current Democratic member of Congress to switch their party affiliation to Republican, but still vote Democratic.
Why?
Well, look what it would do to the vote. Republicans wouldn't be able to pass anything.
Well, no, you would still have the real Republicans who are voting. I mean, it's not going to change the percentage of the votes.
But it would change the count.
No, it wouldn't. You've got, you know, 435 members of Congress, and as I recall, and if you've got 211, I forget the numbers, but let's say there's 211 Republicans right now, and a bunch of Democrats change their party affiliation to Republican, you might have 250 Republicans, but you still have 211 people who are voting Republican, and they're going to, you know, or whatever the number is, and they're going to get what they want.
Okay, I hear what you're saying now.
Yeah, it's a nice idea. I mean, you know, I get where you're going with this. I just don't think that there's not any slick or easy way to game this system. You know, we need to take back political power by running candidates and campaigns in ways that cause people to get out and vote. It's going to be that simple.
The only other idea I had, and I had this for like several years, was to unite everybody, every group, every organization into one big, huge super PAC, and we're going to have to buy media time.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Well, that's the problem, is that the Supreme Court has created an environment or a situation here in the United States where whoever has the most money generally has the most political power. And they did that very intentionally. And and it's just destroying the country. Carol, thank you for the call. Dave in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate you covering the attacks on the national forests and our public lands, particularly the forests. You really You know, you hit it on the head. And
apparently they're going after them in Vancouver, BC, too, which is incredible. I don't know if you heard that caller.
You know, I heard a little bit of that. I was just up in Vancouver giving a talk on forest issues and saving a little critter called the pine marten, American marten, here in northern Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Up here in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, the most overcut national forest in the country, you know, the timber industry loses, or the Forest Service loses probably about $300 or so for every acre they log. It's all subsidized. Mm. They're targeting the last of the oldest trees and the most sensitive habitats. It's just cynical and duplicitous. The sales are bigger than ever. The analysis are flimsier than ever. There's no environmental impact statements anymore. They're all of much smaller approach called environmental assessments. Mm-hmm. And even then, those are just boilerplate language.
Yeah. It's all about the money, Dave. You know, it's all about the money.
It is. It is. And the one last thing I would mention is, you know, they're so understaffed here in the Forest Service. Region 9, which goes from Minnesota to Maine, down to Ohio, all those national forests, the biggest timber theft was in the Shawamigan. So yeah, we're understaffing, we're pouring money into cutting, and it's just going to get worse. So yeah, got to keep that on the radar. Thanks so much.
I get it. Yeah, thank you, Dave. Well said. It's 15 minutes before the hour. I'll be back with you in just a moment. Stay tuned. Picking up your calls here at the Tom Hartman Group.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you, folks. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. Hey, friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love,
it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our freshwater. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soup, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end to start your transformation today. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for speaking with me. I just watched the press conference today, and it's very frightening to me how much, you know, disinformation they disseminate. And Carolyn Leavitt, I think that's her name, she was, like, amazing. And she's energetic. She's fast. You know what I mean? But she says it in such a way. I don't understand. I read your article about how we don't know how to message, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. Like, why, you know, I would have loved to have seen Jean Pierre be that kind of energy, you know, telling the truth.
Yeah.
And now they said that they're going to allow, you know, like Breitbart and all these, like, terrible, you know, disinformation people in the White House press corps now.
Yeah.
And that's going to be very frightening because they're going to ask.
Karim Jean-Pierre did a pretty damn good job.
Well, but I just would have liked to have seen more about, you know, how the good things that Biden did, you know, with the numbers and how. Yeah.
Well, she talked about that a lot. It's just it never got publicized. The problem was that Biden wasn't talking about what Biden did. And Harris wasn't talking about what Biden and Harris did. And as a result, the American people never learned. I mean, you can't rely on your press secretary.
Right. But the thing I wanted to tell you was, you know, she says that now we're going to be allowing independent journalists and podcasters and social media influencers here. And so when I heard that, I said, Tom needs to fly because I want to see you in the White House press corps.
Yeah, I no longer live in D.C., so I can't do that, Marilyn. But thank you for thinking of me. I appreciate it. Now, there'll be some good people in there. I'm guessing that Trump, if anybody asks hard questions, I'm guessing that Trump or Carolyn Leavitt will weed them out. But we'll see. We'll see.
I know, you know, I definitely want to see more that we confront her.
Yeah, there you go.
I
hope so.
She just says that
her promise to never lie is going to be a real challenge given the job she's got. Marilyn, thank you for the call. Sydney in Sonoma. Hey, Sydney, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I know we're short on time, so I just have a quick question, quick comment. As far as the DEI goes, do you know, like, if when people get hired, are they like, welcome to the team, you're a DEI hire?
No.
I mean, is that part of it?
No, no. Nobody has told them.
So they just know that behind the scenes, and then they're like, we're going to fire you because you heard that?
No, I think when Trump, I haven't seen an executive order that says get rid of DEI hires because nobody's identified as a DEI hire. But if he were to do that, right, it would be code for get rid of the black people, basically.
Or women or whatever, yeah. And so does that mean also that there can be no litigation for discrimination?
It's extremely difficult. And you've got a real problem in that the Supreme Court has already knocked down affirmative action. And if anybody was to try to litigate based on this kind of thing, I don't think it would get a good hearing before the Supreme
Hold
Court
up.
Ultimately.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then real quick, I mean, I don't mean to be demeaning or whatever you're doing, your thing, but I think it might be who to maybe retract against Hamas and the rape accusations, because I think those have totally been dismissed and proven otherwise. So even for your own conscience and for your own,
Yeah, I have heard both sides of that argument, and I don't know which one is true, so I'm just going to stay there. Sydney, thanks for the call. Beachside Bill in Orlando. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. I'll be quick. I got three quick things. First, today is a special election here, a special primary election here in Florida for Matt Gaetz's old seat, just north of me up here in Orlando. So just heads up for people up north of me here. Second thing is today's the 39th. Anniversary of the Challenger explosion. We talked last year. Remember the Challenger explosion? Yeah, today's 39 years.
Wow.
Let's go back 39 years in our life. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And the other quick thing is I just hit 155 gallons of blood. I'm the blood donor. You can see me, you can hear me on National Public Radio, Tom, on a show called Engage out of Orlando here, University of Central Florida. So those are the three things. But I just wanted to get the election out there,
Just Bill. Yeah, thanks a lot for that. Good to hear from you. Stanley in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Stanley, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Go ahead.
I said, we just have a minute. Please be quick.
Okay, yeah, with all the focus, every time something's done, it comes down to the Supreme Court paved the way. Why aren't we trying to start any type of impeachment processes against the Clarence Thomas, Alitos?
Because we don't control the House of Representatives.
Make some noise.
We don't control the House of Representatives. An impeachment of anybody, any federal official, has to start in the House of Representatives, and Republicans are not going to impeach Clarence Thomas.
Well, probably not. But just then, on the other hand, what we do have working with us on the Democratic side, we need to start making some noise about something. Just
make
some noise.
I agree. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a new chairman of the Democratic National Committee, the DNC. And I suspect that if it's one of the two guys, I think it's going to be, after that, you're going to see the Democrats starting to take names and kick ass. I sure hope so. But right now, they're kind of in limbo. Stanley, thank you for the call. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
RFK's confirmation hearings start. Will his vaccine skepticism put your kids' lives at risk? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge put a temporary hold on the Trump administration's attempt to pause federal grants and loans.
This judge here in Washington saying that the administration needs to take a beat, and she, the judge, needs to take a little more time to look at exactly what's going on. But ultimately, this particular case that's caused the pause is one involving procedure. No one here is alleging the president doesn't have the power to put a pause on these funds, but these groups and this judge are looking at whether, in fact, the president followed the rules in doing it.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. The president's attempt at an unprecedented overhaul of the government now includes buyout offers of 7-8 months' pay to all federal employees who leave by February 6th. The Air Force reports the pilot is safe after an F-35 fighter jet crashed at Alaska's Eielson Air Force Base. Unclear if the warplane was landing or taking off. This is ABC News.